Your heart? In the wind that brings joy to your soul? It's a calling which starts you on a journey, awakens all of your senses. There are smiles and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Your heart leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage, in the richness of its culture, in the liveliness of its people.
So Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, I believe that you are still fine and also you still feel happy. I believe that in every single day, every activities that you do, you must be cheerful. You must do it enthusiastically, and even don't forget, you must do it in a comfortable manner. Yes, I believe that you can make it well. Well, this is the time for me to share you about another information. In this case, the Ministry of Investment and Downstreaming of the Republic of Indonesia has informed that investments in the automotive industry have recorded a 43% rise overall in the last 5 years. Director of Investment Deregulation at the Ministry, Dendi Priandi, has said that as of September 2024, his ministry recorded investment of 31.7 trillion rupiah, up 43% from 11.04 trillion rupiah in 2019. The investment of 31.7 trillion rupiah comprised foreign investments of 28.15 trillion rupiah and also domestic investments of 3.6 trillion rupiah. He further informed that in the 2019 up to 2024 period, Japan invested 75 trillion rupiah in the automotive sector, followed by South Korea, 44.25 trillion rupiah, and also Singapore, 55.5 trillion rupiah, and then Hong Kong, 3.59 trillion rupiah, and the last is from China, 1.04 trillion rupiah. Well, that's information from AntaraNews.com. Don't go anywhere still, we have also another song that would like to entertain you. You know the song that we have already said? Can you guess? Yes, the song is from, what's that? The song is from Raisa with title Serba Salah. Enjoy the song.
Berbeda lelah menjadi indigenous region of East Java. Where Majabahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage. Grandeur of the past. Wondrous ancient architecture. And the outstanding universal values behind. Where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feasts exhilarate. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Variety. This is a land of historical significance. Where the old days are celebrated. Local cuisine cherished. Beyond the city, preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
www.voynews.id. Well, it seems that you are still waiting us. Well, you know, we have also another quote of the day that would like to give you such motivation during your life. Well, the quote of the day is, idealism is the final luxury that only the young possess. Once again, idealism is the final luxury that only the young possess. It was stated by Tan Malaka. Yes, Tan Malaka was a revolutionary thinker, independence activist, and writer who played a key role in Indonesia's struggle against colonialism. As known for his sharp intellect and also bold ideas, he remains a symbol of resistance and idealism in Indonesian history. That's quote of the day for today. Don't go anywhere, still we have also another song that would like to entertain you. The song is from Rahmania Astridi with title Tak Bisa. Enjoy the song.
di hatiku. Meskipun ku tak mau kau dekati diriku, namun saat aku buka pintu di hatiku, tiada lagi dirimu. Kau menjauh dariku. Mengapa kini kau harus pergi di saat ku telah jatuh hati?
Atas segalanya, mengapa dia tak berpihak pada cinta kita? Oh, hingga kemarau ku bersemi, izinkan aku menanti. Kau buka pintu hatimu kembali. Oh, sayangku tak bisa dibuatmu kecewa. Kau buatku mati rasa, meski ku bernyawa.
Its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slab, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk, and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myth, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninja. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Pedaling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous tradition. Kachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silek. Visiting the Pagariung Palace. Acknowledge the culture history of Minangkabau. The enchanting plate dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical and vulnerability. The various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun-kit fabrics and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some carbs only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik,
I think the quality is relatively good. They can be found any kinds of souvenir here to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya region, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukarwas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago, from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, baskets, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and lendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his craft business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as pattern maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at a shop or craft center. These are handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we made coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Dozens of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and lendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. Five wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest part becomes the base. Two more plates nailed to the two base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last two plates are mounted on the side edge, becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple, like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guided dozens of meters of lendong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola wolf and calves. If making one mistake, the calfsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven calves behind the stage, we return to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven clothes was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven calves shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven calves are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products, so we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited currently at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop was crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya, mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously, we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Widyadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapola, can always find out solutions. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita di sini dari sisi permodalan, kan? Dari sisi permodalan, tentunya saya akui saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independency seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapola woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang lah gimana pesanan. Ada lah satu bulan sekali mana.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online. Masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online store. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. And Mandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapola people, grass and Mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapola people is like a woven. Every hope a slight thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilience.
so far. Waiting for the phone to ring. Getting lonely, living upside down. I don't even wanna be in this town. Trying to figure out the time zone, it's making me crazy. You say good morning. Days and I'll be home.
I keep your picture in my car.
I hate the thought of you alone.
I've been keeping busy all the time, just to try to keep you off my mind. Trying to figure out the time zones, making me crazy. You say good morning when it's midnight. Going out of my head alone in this bed. I wake up to your sunset. It's so jet lag. Heart, heart, heart. It's so jet lag. Heart, heart, heart. It's so jet lag. It's so jet lag. It's midnight, going out of my head alone in this bed. I wake up to your sunset, and it's driving me mad. I miss when you say good morning, but it's midnight, going out of my head alone in this bed. I wake up to your sunset, and it's driving me mad. I miss you so bad. And my heart, 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 it's so jet lag. Heart, heart. It's so jet lag. Heart, heart, heart. It's so jet lag. It's so jet lag.
The seashore and enjoying sunset is always the right choice when you are having holiday. You can enjoy amazing sunset at Tanjung Setia Beach in West Lampung. It takes about 8 hours from Raden Intan II Airport, Bandar Lampung, or it is located around 273 kilometers or around 6 to 8 hours trip from Bandar Lampung City. Tanjung Setia is located along the western beach near the South Bukit Barisan National Park. The waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is known as one of the best waves by surfers throughout the world, and it is similar with the famous surfing spot in the world, namely in Hawaii. Tanjung Setia Beach is sharply at the big streaming line of the Indian Ocean. Unfortunately, the beach is not quite popular yet for surfing competitions like in Bali or Lombok. There are only some surfers who know the beach that is quite interesting for surfing. During surfing session on June to August, waves at Tanjung Setia Beach can reach up to 7 meters high, stretching around 200 meters to the shore, which makes it good for place for surfing. Some related parties do some efforts, including by organizing competitions in order to promote the beautiful scenery of the beach to both local and international visitors. In early May 2019, the beach has become a place for international surfing competitions. The competitions attracted surfers from 23 countries. All participants say that the waves at Tanjung Setia Beach is truly perfect for professional surfers. Tanjung Setia Beach has white and soft sand which stretches along the beach. There are many palm trees at Tanjung Setia seashore which makes it more beautiful. In addition, Tanjung Setia offshore is also a fit location for fishing sport lovers to catch abundant fish. There is a giant blue martin fish which is known as Iwa Tuhuk by local people. Blue marlin can have weight up to 50 to 70 kilograms with the length spanning around 170 centimeters. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Newsline. President Prabowo to send elected regional heads on a retreat. Minister Sulaiman urges village heads to support food security mission. Now the news in detail. President Prabowo Subianto is planning to send elected regional heads, including governor-elects, on a retreat similar to what his ministers went on at the start of their term. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, according to Gerindra's party senior official Sufmi Dasko Ahmad, Prabowo Subianto wants to brief all regional leaders to make sure that they share the same vision with the central government. Let's come to the next news. Agriculture Minister Andis Amran Sulaiman has urged village heads across Indonesia to unify efforts to strengthen food security by enhancing crop production and educating communities on the importance of self-reliance in food. According to Minister Sulaiman in Jakarta today, after distributing the food security module for villages to farmers, representative food is the cornerstone of life. Its availability ensures stability, while its absence can threaten the very foundation of a state. That's a news line from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.